Welcome to Rising Femme. I'm your host, Monique Harding, business coach, mama, wife, CEO, and therapist. I support service-based business owners in scaling to repeat high cash months through personalized, strengths-driven strategy and psychology without blowing up their lives. Together with inspired guests, we'll unpack what it really takes to level up your impact and your income. You can expect cozy riffs that mess with your stuck thinking, powerful story shares, and the practical tools and tips you need to personalize your success across business, relationships, money, and more. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Rising Femme. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is so lovely every week to have this time with you, and even more lovely to have the follow-up conversations that happen from these chats. It is just my absolute favorite connecting with you all on Instagram, hearing about your different business ideas, what's feeling sticky, what you're celebrating. I am just so here for it all in all the aspects. I love relationship driven business. Like, it just, my highest values are connection, intimacy, and ultimately building really powerful partnerships with people. So when we're chatting, just know, I freaking love it. So don't ever hesitate to or hold back to reach out to me, because when I see you all slide into my DMs, like, honestly, big kitty smiles all around, hey? I am super excited to be recording this episode for you. And I feel like I say that a lot. I actually really mean it this time. I mean it every time, but this particular episode is kicking off a new potty series that we are going to be doing, exploring together, all around the strengths-driven foundations within your business. So I've obviously done a strengths-driven business series historically, which I recorded last year. I'll link the episodes in the show notes for you. If you haven't listened to those, please go back, have a listen. It talks all about the strategy, the mindset, the philosophy around strengths-driven business. So a really good way to get a bit of an idea as to my work, my philosophy, and my unique framework as a coach. However, as I've started to get into Luminate, which is my six-month group coaching business immersion, I have noticed that, you know, some of the questions that are starting to come up, you know, what I'm exploring with some of the women is really around this foundations piece, and not necessarily, you know, burning their businesses to the ground or anything as dramatic as that, but there's really been this theme of refinement required. And I think a part of that is because, you know, Luminate is a very specific program, right? It's for people who have a very established zone of genius and are either looking at building a really leveraged, sustainable, strengths-driven business through personalized strategy. And they're in kind of the early stages. So they're starting out, they're building it, but they've definitely got that like clear expertise. They know their stuff, right? Or it is for people who might be, you know, really established business owners, but they're capped out one-to-one. You know, they're working one-to-one, they've got wait lists, and they're needing to look at alternative ways of delivering their genius. So we're looking at leverage, we're looking at what existing IP resources they have within their business and how we can utilize what is already there to work smarter rather than harder and reach their ideal client in new ways, or potentially, you know, pivot into a slightly different space, still utilizing that same expertise and those same strengths. So you can see why the conversation around foundations fits, right? Because regardless of whether we look at the really established business owner, we're kind of talking about pivoting and doing things differently. And if we're looking at more of like your earlier stage business owner that has the really clear genius zone, then they are building these foundations. And we had such a awesome conversation in one of our first hot seat calls where one of the women, she is a beautiful marketing professional that has largely worked in-house and is wanting to build out a agency or consultancy model. And we were just talking about, you know, whether that is actually the right model for her, right? You know, that's always my coaching approach, is to be really curious, is to help people see things from different angles, to consider their decisions through different lenses, so to speak. And it brought up for me the importance of this idea of really starting with the end in mind. And when I think about your strengths-driven foundations, I couldn't think of a better episode to start with, of us really unpacking what does it look like to start with the end in mind, and what kinds of questions, considerations do you or should you be asking yourself to ensure that you are setting yourself up for success from day one, or from, you know, your pivot place of where you're looking to explore some different options. So this is absolutely an episode for you if you are just starting out and you're looking to build something of your own. It is also an episode for you if you are considering adding anything to your office suite right now, or perhaps you are that coach, creative consultant that is currently maxed out, your one-to-one, and you're looking at the potential of maybe pivoting or potentially adding in something slightly different in the way that you work with your clients. Now, let's get into it. So when I think about starting with the end in mind, you know, what I mean by that is really considering what freedom looks like for you. Now, I've spoken about this a fair bit in the podcast and also on my own platforms, this idea of, you know, freedom exists in different ways for different people. You know, there is time freedom, so the flexibility for you to set your own hours, to work around, you know, your children's school commitments, your gym class, the things that you really love and that light you up in your life. There is location freedom, so the ability to have that laptop lifestyle of jetting off to Bali or the US or having a Euro summer and still continuing to run your business. There is creative freedom, so that flexibility to express yourself in new and different ways and not be confined by a organizational structure or expectation. And then there is money freedom, so the ability to scale, to earn more money, to bring in limitless abundance in your life. And I honestly believe that there is probably seasons for all of us within our lives, within our businesses, where each one of these forms of freedom has taken priority for us. I know that certainly feels reflective and rings true for me. Probably historically it has been, well, there's actually been certain seasons when I think about it. You know, my husband, my dream surfer guy, as I affectionately refer to him as, we went through a really tough time when my son was born. And he had a really difficult thing happen with his employer. And basically overnight, I think we had a four-week-old at the time, his wage pretty much got cut in half. And I was on maternity leave. And, you know, anyone who resides in Australia, you know that the maternity leave by the government is a very lean wage. And I was so thankful for my business at the time. I mean, I went back to work a fair bit earlier than what I would have ideally liked to. However, I had that ability to, you know, have a lot of money freedom to generate a decent amount of money within a relatively short period of time, with a relatively limited time investment. Where I'm at in my life now, where, you know, the kids are that little bit older and we're really enjoying traveling together, that location freedom is big for me. I will always be happy to invest the time in my clients. I'm not interested in the blank calendar trend that currently, you know, perpetrates the online space. Like, I want to be coaching my clients. I want to be partnering with them in their business. I'm very much driven by impact. So it's not necessarily so much about the time, I don't think. I mean, I like some flex like everybody in terms of how I want my week to look. However, I am so happy for the majority of my days to be spent in my business, in my work. I love that. I think it's more the case of, you know, we are heading off and we've probably actually maybe even been and are back now from our recent Bali trip, Indonesia trip, where we got to travel around. I got to work my way through that, and that just felt so good, right? Like, it's like I've hit it. I've made it. This is my wealthy girl era, you know, traveling around with my family, responding to my client Slack's poolside, exploring rainforests and waterfalls and surfing and eating delicious food and not having to do my washing or cook. So you can probably even hear from my voice tonality that is feeling, you know, more important for me right now. So that's the first question I really want you to be asking yourself is, you know, what does freedom look like for you? Because the majority of us have started our businesses for one of those core reasons. Right? It's driven by some form of freedom, but probably all of them. But if you had to kind of rate it, I think it's helpful because then we can start to build a structure around it that's going to support you to live that life, support you to really embody that dreamed, desired reality that, you know, feels inspired for you. And when you have an answer to that question, and the reason why I'm really, you know, reinforcing that when we're thinking about starting with the end in mind is because from that place, that is ultimately going to inform your business model. So the structure of the business that you choose to build, because there's multiple different ways that you can work with people, right? You know, I could, I can work with my clients through high-end one-on-one coaching. I could build out a coaching agency. I could create a coaching course. I could create a membership. I could launch a mastermind, or I could do a combination of all of the above. And in this episode, I'm going to chat through, you know, what the trade-offs, I guess, are in terms of that freedom piece in each of these models. So hopefully you can take this, go away, start to look at your foundations and have a bit of a think around what model, what structure for your current season. And I mean, it's hard to answer because it's hard to predict the future, but you know, the season that you're moving into based on what you know to be your preferences, how you live your life, what lights you up the most, you know, your unique edge, your unique strengths, what you know to be true about all of that, and then make a really informed, intentional decision of what structure, what foundational business model you want to be building here. So first of all, let's chat agency or consultancy model. So if you have a agency structure, your leverage, your scalability is going to come from building out team. So you will be spending a lot of your time on team, on systems, on the operations of the business. Now, there's probably going to be less location and time freedom because you need to be available for your team. You're creating a culture, you're creating systems within that structure. So particularly in the early days, right? Like, you need to be there. There will be more freedom and flex in terms of that creativity piece, and likely down the track as you continue to scale, build, bring on more team, the money freedom piece. So that's your agency, that's your consultancy model. Keeping in mind that with that model, of course, there's a hybrid of you spending time in marketing. I guess it would just be if you choose to bring on team within that capacity quite early on, and where you're positioned, how you're positioned to execute that. Then we have more of your online business models. So your one-to-one coaching, retainer, high touch partnership type style of working. So if you think about the focus here, there's going to be a lot of time spent on refining your craft, on excellence, on being with clients, coaching your clients. You know, there's a real energy exchange there that exists between. You'll be giving more of your time and your energy to those one-on-one clients. And that will mean that less of your time really needs to be spent in marketing because of the price point that, you know, one-on-one coaching tends to be at. You might only need, you know, 10, 15, 20 clients per year. You know, so you're not needing to bring in hundreds of new leads into your funnel, into your conversion strategy each and every week. Because what are you going to do with them, right? They'd just be sitting on a wait list, particularly if you're not looking high model and branching out into any other service offerings. I have a lot of clients that have a lot of success with this business model. They've looked to roll it out in not just, you know, the B2B sort of online coaching space either in terms of working with more of your solopreneurs. I have also had clients that have had a lot of success with this, rolling it out into corporate structures, you know, selling partnerships with corporate. And I think it's been so refreshing for some clients who don't really enjoy the content creation side of things, right? It's a bit of a weight off in regards to that because, yeah, you still need to be visible. And, you know, I think it's important to maintain a brand presence. However, you know, stay grounded in the fact that you might only need your 15 clients per year as well, right? You're probably better off spending your time in this model in very word of mouth, relationship-based style marketing. Like you wouldn't need to be investing in ads, for example, because the need just simply isn't there, right? You don't need that. You don't have the requirement of that volume of leads. Then we have your courses and your digital products. So these are going to be the ones that require the biggest volume of leads, which means that, of course, you will be spending the majority of your time in marketing and in content creation. So lots of generating of new clients, lots of generating of new content, lots of spending your time potentially in ads, in ways where you can bring in that volume that is required. You know, it takes a lot. You can either sell a $10,000 coaching package, or you need if it's a $1,000 course, you need 10 people to bring in that same amount of money, right? So the return is big if you can bring in the leads. And I think that's why it's a very attractive business structure for a lot of people. However, the requirement, of course, and I think the reality is that content creation piece is huge, a lot of time spent in marketing, and you're also potentially looking at some form of paid ads, as well as ongoing working on your funnels, working on your top of funnel freebies, masterclasses, how you're bringing people into your orbit, shifting up your messaging. You know, there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes into those perceived passive revenue. I often hear them referred to. I just totally disagree with that term. I think everything is leveraged because at some point you've spent a lot of time in pulling together that course. And also passive revenue just does it like such an injustice. You're spending so much time creating all the content, being on your different platforms and generating those leads. Then we have memberships. So slightly different to a course, I would say a membership, because courses are more about bringing people in, converting them into the paid client, and then, you know, yeah, you might keep them in your community, you might continue to nurture them, sell them into other programs that you have available. Whereas memberships, it is all about retention. So you're going to spend a lot of time on nurturing your current clients, retaining your current clients, surprising, delighting them, creating new things within your membership, as well as a lot of time focused on generating new leads. So I would say it's probably almost equal, maybe a little bit more of the bringing in of the new leads, depending on your price point and the structure of your membership. But again, you're going to have that split across both of how do I retain my current people, as well as how do I bring in my new community, my new people through my attraction strategy. Then we have masterminds. Again, pretty even split between delivery and marketing. Depending on the size of your mastermind, how many people you are able to bring in. It's probably your most similar structure format to the one-on-one high-end coaching, right? Because it tends to have that slightly higher price point. You're probably not bringing in 50 people into your mastermind. If you are, I would be thinking that maybe it's not so much a mastermind. Maybe it sits more within the structure of a membership with some live coaching elements. I'm not sure, but let's just go for the sake of a higher end mastermind that, I don't know, maybe you need 20 people in there. Again, it's only 20 people, right? So you still might not need to invest in that paid ad space. It might be around focus on organic marketing, word of mouth, and also potentially retention if you're running a rolling mastermind type structure. And I guess the thing that I really wanted to speak to here is, so you can see there's overlaps, there's differences across all of the different, business models. Some of them a bit more distinct than others, right? If you think about the one-on-one high-end coaching compared to, say, a course, they couldn't be more polarizing, right? One-on-one is going to be really well suited to people who love spending their time and their energy being in deep, intimate type relationships with their clients. Whereas courses, you might not even know the people that are purchasing from you, right? It's probably the most distant that you get in relationship with your clients. So it's going to attract, probably pretty different people. And I guess that's why I've always found it really curious when, people that have one-on-one coaching programs, they then go to launch some form of course. And I wonder if sometimes it's because they haven't thought through this back end piece of, what is actually the requirement of me if I am shifting my business model? My clients who do do the best. How awful does that sound? I'm pinning them against each other. My clients who tend to have their most consistent reoccurring revenue, they focus their energy on one of these offerings, one of these structures. They might have a few other things within their offer suite, don't get me wrong, but the majority of their energy will be focused around one thing over the others. So they might be 75% of their business might be one-on-one partnerships, and then they might have a live course, let's say, that they run twice a year. And I think that is because, and this is the piece that, sometimes is missing in this conversation, when you go to diversify, so when you go to add one-on-one coaching to your product suite, or when you go to add a membership in to your offerings, you have to remember that you are bringing in more roles to fill. You are bringing in more things that you will need to focus on across multiple things. So the biggest tip that I can give to you there is that you will need more structure in your days to ensure that all parts get the energy and the action that is needed. And it is something that I observe very often with my clients that are diversifying, particularly those that have a primarily one-on-one business, so a very high-touch business. They struggle to stay consistent in their marketing. They struggle to stay consistent in their retention efforts. They're constantly being pulled into those private clients. And particularly because they're at the higher price point, sometimes then, there's this belief that, I've got to be available for them because they're paying me more. And I really wanted to record this episode in particular because I think it's so important that we go into whatever business model we choose, because there's no right one over others, but we go in with eyes wide open. We go in by assessing which one is most suitable based on our strengths, based on our season of life that we are currently in right now. So yeah, there's a few things for you to consider there. Thinking about which one of those offer structures of one-on-one, high touch, courses / digital products, memberships, masterminds, agencies or consultancies, or a combination. Have a think about which one of those. You might want to make some notes about, you know, well, which does what involve? Am I somebody that loves content creation? Am I somebody who loves being more in the coaching? Like, what actually drives me within my business? Like, what do I absolutely froth on? Because really, this stage is all about, you know, choosing your hard. You know, when you're building something, when you're establishing something, there's going to be work that you will need to put in. There will be energy, there will be time. So pick something that you're going to really love, that you're going to, that, you know, it really reflects your unique strengths. Not Samantha's over there that's built her six-figure business in 5 minutes, but your unique strengths, what you feel strong in, what you froth over, what gives you energy. So as I said, this is episode one in our Strengths-Driven Foundations series. This is going to be a weekly series. So the next episode will drop next week, as per usual, on Monday. And I would love to hear your feedback around your biggest takeaways from this episode. Please jump over to Instagram, share it in your stories, tag me, connect with me. Love, love, love chatting with you all. And I can't wait to bring you the next iteration of the Strengths-Driven Foundations. I hope you all have the most beautiful week, and I will speak with you soon. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope that you have gained some new insight and ideas from today's episode. I would love nothing more than to hear from you. Tell me your greatest takeaway, how you're going to apply it, and why not share it in a review? It is honestly the biggest compliment that you can give to rate and review or share this with your people on Instagram. And if you want more, you might like to check out my website, MoniqueHarding.co. You can get a free copy of my quiz to identify the one area that you're needing to work on now in order to increase your impact and income and level up in your life. Big love, and I'll see you next week.